today on Rainbow Country. It's official, now starting at 11 p.m., expanding, now a two-hour gay radio show. And this is my 100th episode. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, this is Emily Saliers from Indigo Girls, and you're listening to Rainbow Country on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Rainbow Country may use words or phrases not suitable for all audiences. No matter who you are.
Hi, this is Carol Pope.
No matter what you do.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam.
We all have a story to tell. And it starts right here on this gay radio show. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this continuing journey through Rainbow Country. To Rainbow Country. As I like to say, a little gay radio show that helps give voice to the LGBT community. As always, I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country, I'm Mark Tara. Get social, get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Honestly, it's the best way to keep up to date with all things Rainbow Country now that Rainbow Country is a two-hour gay radio show on the radio. Go figure. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, on Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, Spotify. It's all about choices, right? Choices. Don't forget, the archives are all hooked up at my website. As of today, all 100 episodes, MarkTara.com. MarkTara.com. So like I just said, this is episode 100, honey, and they said it wouldn't last. Whatever. But thanks to you, 100 strong. So Rainbow Country is now officially a two-hour gay radio show here in Toronto. Tuesdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So here's how it's going to work. For the most part, hour one will be interviews, that sort of thing. Hour two will be featuring LGBT artists from around the world, the music from LGBT artists from around the world. And to be honest, I was finding it difficult to do both, to feature both equally during 1 hour. Now that I have 2 hours, split them, and there you go. So season three officially kicks off on June the 5th. On that date, I have the episode is going to be called LGBT Perspectives. And here's a question. When did gay pride, when did we lose the gay out of gay pride? There is an answer to that, and you will find out on June 5th at 11 p.m. Tune in. So today I want to highlight three Canadian artists that have in various ways made an impact on me. Later on, Molly Johnson, as well as Carol Pope. So my friends, are you ready? Because this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now with part of my interview from season one of Rainbow Country with the Killa Fiddler himself, Ashley McIsaac. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Joining me now, the one and only great Canadian musical talent, Ashley McIsaac. Hello, Ashley McIsaac.
What a beautiful introduction. Late night being called the one and only. I don't know. I don't hear that very late night anymore. I'm married.
You are the one and the only Ashley McIsaac. Your new record is called Fiddler, and I've been listening to it for the last few days, and I have to say, I love the record. It's very contemporary, it's very dance, it's very uplifting.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Well done. Well done. So that's your new record. I want to go back in time, Ashley, to your very first record from 1995. Hi, how are you today? Platinum. You won a number of Junos for that, and you got a lot of success at a young age, a lot too fast, too soon maybe.
No, no, never. You know, there's no such thing as too much success. You can't. We're talking to the. You're talking here with a gay man, please. Mm. Too pretty, too rich, too famous. It couldn't happen.
Okay.
Let's look at it that way. So it's a lot to deal with when you're young and you're given a platform instantly from never really even searching out a platform. So have an opportunity to perform your music on a large scale, to have media talk about you. And of course, as everybody who knows me knows, I've been pretty liberal-minded and free-minded about speaking as generally or specific about my thoughts when I've had a camera or a microphone in front of me.
Right.
So I think that anybody who has success at a young age, they have to consider it they're very lucky. It might be difficult in the time to understand that because of the stresses that come with it. But as a 41-year-old man now, I go, yeah, well, I was very lucky, and I appreciate all the ups, and some people might have considered downs, but I consider the opportunities to get to see all sides of life that's there when you're young and you're just starting out and you're seeing, okay, what does the world have to offer?
Hmm. Wow. So when did you realize that you had this musical gift, Ashley?
I suppose when I was young, I played the fiddle and step danced as a traditional Canadian style step dancing performer that you might have seen at the Barn Dance on the Don Messer show, if you're old enough to know what that is. Or at the local fiddle contest, just like Highland Dancers or other contests. So I was around it from a very young age, and people told me I was good, but I didn't really think of trying to have the success or the opportunities that you could get by crossing over into a larger market until I went to New York at around 17 years old.
Okay.
And I went to New York, I hung out there, other people with done the same thing. You know, you come from a small town, you go to the big city, you hang out in New York, you go back to your home and you go, wow, I want to be famous because that's the life I want. I want New York City again. So I was very inspired at that first big opportunity I had at 17 to try and get a wider audience, and worked on that record. And Hi, How Are You Today is over 20 years now, and it's still the gift that keeps on giving, as I say. So I was very lucky to work with good people then, just like now I'm working with young people. You know, I was younger then, but so naturally the people I was working with were younger. And as I've got older, I've continued to associate with, you know, 20-something musicians to try and to be in the moment and think what's hip. And of course, as a traditional musician, none of that is relevant. You know, I played the fiddle before I ever went out to look for a larger audience, and I'll play it probably if I can on my deathbed if I can pick up a fiddle.
Right.
So those other things that happen that come with being in the main market of music, it's not something that I particularly look for, and when I decided that I had something special to do for it was when I needed it. Mm-hmm. I went back to Cape Breton, I went to a rural community in the 90s, and you know, here I had come from New York where it was wide open life and lifestyle and opportunities to be gay as a young person, and then I'm back in a very rural area in the 90s, and my thoughts were, you have to figure out some way to make it that you don't just get the opportunities to play at the local square dance, but you get back to New York.
So your new record is called Fiddler. What inspired your new record, Ashley McIsaac? What inspired Fiddler?
Well, isn't that an original idea to call my record Fiddler? You know, pardon sarcasm, but I put out a self-titled record years ago, and then I put out another Hi, How Are You Today style record, which sort of was a rock record again, like a crossover rock Celtic thing. But throughout the whole process of leaving Cape Breton and saying I want to get back to New York, I had pictured me making music with dance music. I listened to RuPaul as a kid. Having left New York, I enjoyed dance clubs, and all those beats seemed to me the logical step to try and incorporate the rhythm of the fiddle tunes in it. And I had some success with that. My first record deal I got because of a single I did with BKS in the 90s called The Square Dance Song.
And you do-si-do with a corner lady, do-si-do with your own little baby. And promenade.
I knew about dance music a little bit, and I listened to it and enjoyed it. So I said, I have to find someone who's making the styles of music that people are listening to now, which are, you know, sort of trap, rap, all kinds of different styles of beats. And I found that in a guy named Jay Andrews. I searched for a DJ on the internet, and it just so happened that he was in Nova Scotia, where I wasn't living at the time. But he also was somebody from the Celtic world who could play Celtic music, and he was a DJ.
Right.
So we got together, and over the course of the last 3 years, we've done shows. He's played different sounds for me. I said, okay, I like that. It's been a real mutual being part of the sounds right now, plus my own bringing of, you know, my Celtic side to it.
Right.
So I have to really say the inspiration is as not just as much the desire to make that style of music, but the person I was working with, and that's Jay Andrews. I think some of the ideas on this album have never been done with a fiddle tune in them before. I don't know very many rap songs that are out there that actually have a fiddle in it, and I mean like Celtic or Cajun or that style of fiddle. And then there's some of this, I guess you'd almost call it like Skrillex tense. I thought I wanted to do Devil in the Kitchen again, which I got known for playing years ago, so I did a sort of Skrillex-y style version of that. So the stuff is you know, real traditional tunes, but it's trying to put it in in a new way that it hasn't done before. So if I was to pick one in particular that's quite unique, it would have to be I don't know if it's called Gravel Walks on the record or not. It might not be, but I did it with Quake Matthews, who's an MC or a rapper from Halifax, and to me this is probably one of the first times you'll hear rap and fiddle put together.
Can't see through these neon lights, but everything gonna be alright. Keen senses, don't need lenses. You can still count on me for the sight to the future. Like Nostradamus, like the Buddha. Keep the party gone, I'm a mover. No Omarion, so I can't tell what star I'm on. Got the game tied up in a lasso. Getting back to the book of Matthew. Look, I said this once, I'ma say it again. If you top 10, I'ma pass you. Yeah, no choice but to bow down. I've been here longer than Bow Wow. Smoking on a peace pipe like a big chief. Baby girl, won't you join my powwow? Yeah, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Marijuana got me talking slow. It's all good, don't stop the show. Everything gonna be alright, now let's go. Know the face and you know the name. I am Superman, no Lois Lane. Shoulder pain, carrying the coast again. My bad, y'all didn't mean to boast again. Go ahead, throw stones to the throne again. Go ahead, discredit all the fame I get. But you can't really fiddle with this, so talk to him, man.
So tell me, what's coming up next for you? Is it just promoting?
Well, it's that little secret thing I never talk about that I'm sure the next time I put a record out, you probably won't review it and you won't talk about it. My God, I have this secret fetish for country music. God help me.
So are you going to be singing and playing the fiddle on the new record?
I could be yodeling. Like, I don't know. Like, I thought of making a country record. I started before this record. Okay. I started, and I put it on the back burner, so I'm getting back to that train of thought. I play the fiddle. Fiddle, Celtic, country, it all sort of in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah.
For, you know, the audiences, the old redneck Cape Bretoner is not much different than the old redneck Southerner. Maybe it's time for a gay Charlie Daniels fiddle-playing crazy country guy. I don't know.
I think that would...
That's what my brain is thinking.
You might be onto something there, Ashley MacIsaac. And I will play that record if and when it comes out.
Well, look, you've always been so kind to support me, and I know how good it is for your listeners to have somebody who's open-minded, that not just plays the hits, but plays all the different styles of music and is interested in different forms of art, and it's great to have you on the radio there, and I wish I lived in Toronto. I'd come into the studio with you.
So, Ashley, how can people find you online?
Well, the new album, I think you can search it probably through the record company, which is True North Records here in Canada. It's on Amazon. It's on all whatever, you know, places you can get it. It's probably out now, I guess. You find it online. I don't know if there's record stores anymore, but if there are, it'll maybe be there. But if you want to know what I'm doing, just go to my Facebook page, Ashley MacIsaac, or go to my web page, and you'll see where I'm performing and what new music is available and what the old killer fiddler's still up to. Stomping his feet.
Killer fiddler. I like that. Ashley MacIsaac, thank you so much for your time and being part of the show.
Keep smooth, man.
Welcome back. That was Ashley McIsaac, and his current record is called Fiddler. F-L-D-R. So here's some useless information for you. So a few years ago, I did an on-camera interview with Ashley McIsaac. So went to his hotel room, and so we got there, and we started talking. And he suggested that we do the interview in a hot tub. I guess maybe I was a bit prudish back then, because I said, Ashley McIsaac, no. So we didn't do that. We sat on the couch, typical. Mind you, 2018, hello, I am so there. Hot tub, it would have been fabulous. But anyway, so Ashley McIsaac, current record, Fiddler, F-L-D-R. Check it out. Great listen. When I return, a highlight with the one and only Carol Pope. Stay with me.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Would you mind sharing the story about how you, how would I say, encouraged Divine to sing, maybe?
Yes, so Divine was not a singer. You know, he certainly was an actor, and we'd written these songs mm-hmm. that we thought it would be great if Divine sang them, because we did this show called Restless Underwear at Massey Hall in 1977. So, yeah, I would have to say that we were responsible for Divine starting to sing.
Well, thank you for that. You think you're a man, but you're only a boy.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, what inspired High School Confidential?
Actually, this is before we had a record deal, like right before we had signed our record deal with True North, and we were working on a music called Cruising, and we were writing songs for it. Involved in the movie and the soundtrack, and so we wrote this song, and I'm like, this is a good song for Mink DeVille to sing, and thank God that didn't happen. I just kind of went, I'm going to sing this, you know, they're not going to use it, I'm going to sing it.
Uh-huh.
And so really that's how that happened, and it was on our, really I guess our second album, Avoid Freud, our first album for True North, Avoid Freud.
Walking down the corridor. Test. I can't deny. test. This is not a test.
And welcome back. So that was Carol Pope. By the way, that's her new single, This Is Not a Test. There's also a brand new music video for her new single. Make sure you check that out on YouTube. Just type in Carol Pope, This Is Not a Test, and it'll come up. It's a great track, great music video. It's a graffiti wall is the premise of the music video. So here's a little bit of something you might want to keep in the back of your mind in late 2018, potentially early 2019. So I'm going to be interviewing Kevin Staples. I've never met him. I love Rough Trade. Carol Pope, Kevin Staples, they created Rough Trade. A group that really impacted me. I remember being a young gay kid growing up. Much music came on the scene, and then Rough Trade came on the scene. And I distinctly remember their music video for Crimes of Passion. One of the verses talks about, you know, two guys laying in bed. And there they were on the TV screen. Two guys going at it. And I'm like a little gay kid going, oh my God. I can relate. So yeah, Rough Trade, Carol Pope, Kevin Staples. So I will be interviewing, it's going to be an on-camera interview. I'll be airing the audio portion here on Rainbow Country in later 2018, later on in the season. So when I return, Molly Johnson, stay with me.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
CIUT-FM continues to be the sound of your city. Of course, we can't do it without your generous support. Our spring membership drive starts on June 4th, but donate before then and you'll be eligible for numerous early bird prizes, including a bike courtesy of Urbane Cyclists, tickets to see Mavis Staples live at Massey Hall, and more. Visit www.ciut.fm to donate.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
The '80s.
Oh, the '80s. Remember when everyone had money and they were buying art in the middle of the night? Life was so fun. Yes, the '80s.
The '80s. I think it's fair to say groups like the Parachute Club, Rough Trade, the group that you started with Norm Ornstein, Ultimota.
Ultimota, yeah.
You guys were all making a name for yourselves, making an impact on the Canadian music scene, the Toronto music scene. I want to know, Molly, in those early days of honing your craft, what did those early days teach you about yourself?
Well, what was a really fascinating part of the 80s for me was living at the Cameron Public House on Queen Street. Mm-hmm. And I lived there for a decade. And as an artist, there just wasn't a safer place in Toronto to make your art, write your songs, live your life cheaply and with a lot of support from the arts community. So I happened to luck into falling into that place, that wonderful place. There were video artists living there, Video Cabaret. They're now a big theater troupe. With shows at Soul Pepper now and Stratford. You know, so a lot of us grew up in there and just having those influence of film and writers and painters, a lot of painters around in those days and hanging out at the Cameron and just to listen to painters talk. I remember my earliest days, my segue from the National Ballet School to pop music had a lot to do with Carol Pope and Rough Trade, because back in those days she was all about Yonge Street and all about playing the Colonial Tavern, which was very close to Maitland Street and very close to the ballet school.
Right.
So I would stumble in there and see Carol and go, well, goodness gracious me, she's writing her own songs, which really had an impact on me and led me down the road of, well, maybe I won't be a choreographer with the National Ballet, but I might be able to write a few tunes.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
So let's jump ahead a few years.
Okay.
The 90s.
Okay.
You started the Kumbaya Festival.
I did.
Which ran from about 92 to 95. The music festival went on to raise, I think, over $1 million.
Oh, yeah, over $1 million. Yeah. I'm still raising money, even though I do nothing. I know. People leave money for Kumbaya in their will.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Which is so amazing that once a year I go to the bank account that June Colwood and I set up. We've always focused on people living with AIDS. Hmm. Not so much the research. We can leave that to Elton John, and quite frankly, he's doing a fantastic job.
Sure.
Okay, right. So I had always focused on the Canadians living with AIDS.
Yeah.
Because in the early days, no one knew what the heck we were doing. Right. It was nuts. And education. I guess the highlight or one of the most impactful moments of Kumbaya was when Doug Gilmour, captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs at the time, a very long time ago, mm-hmm. The Leafs were actually winning, so he was very, very popular guy, and he came down with hockey sticks in the trunk of his car. What are we going to do with Doug Gilmour? What the hell are we going to do with him? Do you have any hockey sticks, Doug? Well, yeah, I do. Of course he does. He's a hockey player. So he went out to the car, brought back some hockey sticks. We handed him a handful of condoms, and he walked out on stage. National television, national live television, and a live audience, and gave a wonderful tutorial on how to use a condom with his hockey stick. And it was just a brilliant, brilliant moment.
I think another highlight for you might be being the recipient of the Order of Canada.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Talk to me about that.
Well, clearly, I was accepting that award for everyone that stepped up to the plate to help me with Kumbaya. Mm. I really felt that when Michelle Jean pinned it on, that she was actually pinning it on a multitude of us.
Right. Nice.
And that felt really good. I know that June Colwood set that up before she died. Mm. I knew that she knew that if I had that pin, doors would open and I'd get more business done. Right. In whatever issues I wanted to tackle, having that pin would help. And boy, oh boy, does it ever. There's nothing more effective than me strolling in flip-flops and an Order of Canada pin. People really, what? That's right. That's right.
Try to hide from you, try to run away. shots, spend it all, the have nots. Monday, we make it. Forward, see it, you take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way you do my life. Make me wanna holler the way you do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living. No, no, baby, this ain't living. Inflation, no chance to increase finance. Bills pile up sky high. Send that boy off to die. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Bad breaks, setbacks, natural factors. Oh, honey, that I can't pay my taxes. Oh, make me wanna holler and throw up both my hands. Make me wanna holler and throw up both my hands. Trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading. God knows where we're heading. Make me wanna holler, they just don't understand. They make me wanna holler, they just don't understand. Oh, this ain't living.
And welcome back. This is Rainbow Country, CIUT's gay radio show, helping give voice to the LGBT community. Rainbow Country is now a two-hour gay radio show right here on CIUT, Tuesdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. First hour will be interviews, talk, that sort of thing. Second hour, music from LGBT recording artists from around the world. That was Molly Johnson. Her new record is called Meaning to Tell Ya. That's her current single called Inner City Blues. And she has, the record is out, and there's also vinyl of the record. So you can go out there and buy an actual album. Kind of cool. Kind of cool. Get social. Get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Do you want to send me an email? Mark at marktara.com. Doesn't get anymore. It doesn't get simpler than that. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Google Play Music, and on Spotify. And everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.